From media moguls now to the movies, it's a big weekend with both the latest Harry Potter film and a biopic about Johnny Cash opening. The online magazine Slate compiles a digest for us every week of what critics are saying about the new releases. Here's Mark Jordan-Legan with summary judgment.
First up in wide release, we have the dramatic biopic Walk the Line. Joaquin Phoenix stars as the legendary Man in Black, and Reese Witherspoon transforms herself to play his loyal partner in music and love, June Carter.
So what are we going to sing, Johnny? You got me out here. Is that where your plan ends?
Well, I always liked that song of yours, Time's A-Wastin'. Let's do Time's A-Wastin'.
John, I am not going to sing that song. It's inappropriate. I recorded it with my ex-husband. I'm not going to sing it.
Well, there's no better way to put it behind you.
The nation's critics rave about the two lead performances, but seem split on how well the film avoids the pitfalls of most music biopics. The New York Times complains Walk the Line is a moderately entertaining, yet never quite convincing chronicle of Cash's early years. And Rolling Stone says there's no denying the biopic cliches, but Phoenix and Witherspoon jump even those hurdles. It's going to be hard for audiences and the Academy not to show them some love. And Entertainment Weekly cheers a big, juicy, enjoyable, wide-canvas biography. Next up in selected cities is the quirky dramedy Breakfast on Pluto. From Neil Jordan, the director of The Crying Game, comes this strange story of an Irish transvestite accused of a 1970s disco bombing. Cillian Murphy and Liam Neeson star.
What brings you to our great metropolis? I'm looking for my mommy. Oh. Where did Mummy go?
The city swallowed her up.
Oh, fancy that. Well, it will do that to people.
The critics are split on this one. Newsday pouts, the movie's drastic shifts in tone sabotage any attempt at sustained emotional engagement. But the New York Post shouts, this is one of very few movies this year truly worth remembering. And the New York Times makes note of the lead actor. In a year overcrowded with wonderful performances, Mr. Murphy's immensely appealing turn ranks among the strongest. And finally, in real wide release, we have Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. The fourth installment is directed by Mike Newell, the first Brit to direct the series. Aside from battling evil forces and dragons, Harry really has to face true horror. That's right, adolescence. The major stars return, including Daniel Radcliffe as Mr. Potter.
You're being stupid.
Yeah, that's me. Ron Weasley, Harry Potter's stupid friend.
I don't want eternal glory. I just want to be... Look, I don't know what happened tonight, and I don't know why. It just did.
Even though this is one franchise that can truly be review-proof, the critics love this one. USA Today zings scarier than the previous three movies and more poignant. The New York Post shouts exactly what fans are looking for, offering eye-boggling spectacle and lots of well-executed action scenes. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution raves, Goblet of Fire is indisputably the best movie in the franchise thus far. So, young Wizard Potter, forget that zigzag scar on your forehead. Try dealing with bad hair days and pimples. Yes, even your magic wand can't save you from the true dark side.
Hello, Mrs. Chang. This is Harry Potter. I was wondering if Cho was available to... Click.
Mark Jordan-Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles.